gambling companies are sparring over access to one of the largest economies in the world. At issue are two propositions on California's November ballot that would expand certain kinds of gambling in the state, Propositions 26 and 27. And different groups are waging an all-out war for or against them.
For years, California's non-gaming tribes have been left in the dust. Wealthy tribes with big casinos make billions, while small tribes struggle in poverty. Prop 27 is a game changer. 27 taxes and regulates online sports betting to fund permanent solutions to homelessness while helping every tribe in California.
Seen this ad? It's not paid for by California tribes. It's paid for by the out-of-state gambling corporations that wrote Prop 27. It doesn't tell you 90% of the profits go to the out-of-state corporations. A tiny share goes to the homeless and even less to tribes. Prop 27. They didn't write it for the tribes or the homeless. They wrote it for themselves.
The tribal casinos behind Prop 26 won't let their workers unionize. Now they're bankrolling Prop 26, which would eliminate thousands of jobs, like mine.
It's become a high-stakes political fight that's seen the most money outside of a presidential election. So what's the deal? California has long held a ban on gambling, though some exceptions have been made, explains Anita Lee with the state's nonpartisan legislative analyst office, LAO.
That includes 23,000 stores that offer state lottery products, 84 card rooms offering certain card games such as poker, about 33 racetracks and facilities that offer betting on horse racing, and then 66 tribal casinos that offer slot machines, lottery games, and card games on tribal lands.
Lee recently testified before a bicameral hearing in Sacramento on the two different gambling initiatives. One of them, Proposition 26, would expand the kinds of gambling allowed in the state and at tribal casinos.
The proposition would change the California Constitution and state law to allow the state's four privately operated racetracks, as well as the tribal casinos, to offer in-person sports betting. However, betting would be banned on certain sports, such as high school games.
Dog races would also be banned. It would also allow roulette and other dice games at tribal casinos. Supporters say it would build on the promise voters made to Indian tribes in 1999, when they granted them exclusive rights to open casinos in the state.
Thanks to the continued support of the voters of California, tribal gaming on our lands has helped pull us out of poverty and pushed us on a path of economic self-sufficiency.
Anthony Roberts is chair of the Yoshadehe Winton Tribal Nation, owners of the Cache Creek Casino Resort in the Capay Valley near Sacramento, one of the largest casinos in the state. They're amongst the dozens of tribes supporting Proposition 26.
Tribal gaming has provided more than $1.6 billion to limited and non-gaming tribes across the state over the last 20 years. Prop 26 is a logical extension of gaming on our tribal lands. It's the only measure on the November ballot that is sponsored and written by tribes and for tribes. Prop 26 honors the commitment California voters made to Indian tribes decades ago by creating new jobs and economic opportunities for tribal communities in all of California. This includes thousands of workers represented by 12 local unions.
Speaking in Sacramento, Roberts says between the years 2015 and 2019, Indian casinos and licensed horse tracks generated $128 billion in economic impact, $59 billion in employee wages. Cache Creek, with a revenue up to $300 million annually, gives Yolo County a minimum of $6.5 million every year, he says. Tribal officials like Roberts say adding more games like roulette and sports betting at tribal casinos can be used for greater self-reliance.
We're enabling people the American dream.
That's Greg Saris, chairman of the Federated Indian of Grayton Rancheria. They own the Grayton Casino and Resort in Rohnert Park, one of the largest casinos in the state.
We had upwards of an 80% dropout rate from high school. The consequences of colonization and generational trauma have been unbelievable. But we've turned things around. We've only been open 9.5 years. We have 100% graduate from high school rate. We have kids now going to UC and Stanford.
But the nation's largest trade union of public sector employees, AFSCME, is opposing Proposition 26. And they're joining forces with animal rights groups that are concerned about the impacts on animals if horse track racing increases. Though AFSCME has its own reasons.
Prop 26 would lead to devastating cuts in hard-hit communities that will lose millions in funding for schools and health care. vote no on Prop 26.
That's the voice of Siobhan Moorcage, a member of AFSCME Local 36. She's also among the list of speakers at a bicameral meeting on the propositions in Sacramento, where she voiced opposition.
Because of a poison pill that is hidden in the middle of it.
The bill faces backlash from card rooms who say it would kill their industry, giving a monopoly to large tribal casinos. Lee, with the LAO's office, explains the poison pill.
Proposition 26 would add a new way to enforce certain state gambling laws, such as laws that ban certain types of card games. So specifically, it would allow people or entities that believe someone is breaking these laws to file a civil lawsuit in state trial courts to ask for penalties of up to $10,000 per violation or to stop the behavior. These civil lawsuits would only be allowed if the person or entity filing it first asked DOJ to act, and DOJ either did not file a court case within 90 days.
Critics say they fear this provision would pave the way for frivolous lawsuits by greedy lawyers seeking to make a buck and put card rooms out of business, which would hurt communities that rely on the revenue these card rooms bring in, who too have seen the promises of economic vitality from gambling. Lee with the nonpartisan LAO's office estimates while most communities wouldn't see much of an impact, a handful of communities could see a massive loss of revenue.
One city estimates that card room payments are about 70% of its general fund revenues.
That just happens to be the city that I work in. It's the city of Hawaiian Gardens.
Moorcage with AFSCME says she's seen firsthand how card rooms and the revenues they bring in help disadvantaged communities like hers thrive.
If these local card rooms are closed, it is detrimental to the quality of life of the residents in minority communities that these local card rooms serve. And so you need to understand that these card rooms allow communities to have vital community services and programs, such as youth activities, after-school programs.
Hawaiian Gardens is small, with a population of about 14,000. 85% are people of color. 20%, that's one in five residents, live at or below the poverty line. Card rooms, Moorcage argues, provide an economic lifeline for many. She says there's a better proposition that doesn't undermine card rooms in the works that could make it to the 2024 ballot. But supporters of Prop 26 say there are safeguards to prevent frivolous lawsuits against legal card rooms, and the legislation is simply enforcing existing bans on gambling that have been in place for more than 150 years. Here's Roberts again with the Yokodehi Winton Nation.
The only the card rooms at risk of enforcement under provisions of Prop 26 are those found by the courts to be repeat violators of California's gaming laws. Prop 26 includes explicit disincentives for lawyers to file meritless and frivolous lawsuits. Most notably, any penalties from enforcement actions will go to the state fund to treat and prevent problem gambling, not to line the pockets of trial lawyers.
While card rooms, animal rights groups, some cities that fear of adverse economic impacts of Proposition 26, and unions like AFSCME oppose the measure, the opposition is primarily being financed by large gambling companies who are pushing a different measure on the ballot. Proposition 27.